Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. The sun is shining brightly over Tel Aviv and Jerusalem today, with temperatures warm enough to enjoy a day outside. In Haifa, a light breeze offers a perfect complement to the sunny skies. As night falls, expect a mild evening, ideal for a stroll or dinner al fresco. Here are today's headlines. First, Ynet reports that Israel's Rafael has agreed to acquire a Volkswagen plant in Osnabrück, Germany, to produce Iron Dome interceptor components. This news came in the past hour. Also, JNS informs us that the IDF demolished a 260-foot terror tunnel in Lebanon. The tunnel, used by Hezbollah operatives, was destroyed earlier today. Also this hour, Axios shares that Trump announced a 10-day ceasefire between Israel and Lebanon. This move is seen as politically sensitive for Netanyahu. Separately, the Jerusalem Post reveals that the Attorney General agreed to meet with Netanyahu's defense team. This aims to start talks on a possible plea bargain. And finally, JTA reports that 40% of Jewish NYC voters rate Zoran Mamdani's performance as mayor poor. This finding comes from a poll aiming to reflect Jewish consensus on support for Israel. Reaction has been swift on social media. Ynet Global noted just minutes ago about Rafael's acquisition of the Volkswagen plant, underscoring its significance in bolstering Israel's defense capabilities. Dan Linnaeus, an analyst, highlighted Iran's reaction to Washington's Project Freedom. He shared that Iran sees interference in its maritime regime as a ceasefire violation. Mark Dubovitz, a policy expert, warned that current Islamist targeting of Jews could expand to other groups. He urged awareness of the broader implications. Now for more on those stories. Starting with Rafael's acquisition of the Volkswagen plant. The deal aims to convert the facility into a production site for Iron Dome interceptor components. The strategic move enhances Israel's defense manufacturing capabilities. Ynet highlights that this could significantly boost local employment and strengthen military tech cooperation between Israel and Germany. Turning to the IDF's action in Lebanon, the military dismantled a Hezbollah tunnel containing several operational rooms. This operation demonstrates Israel's ongoing surveillance and swift response to threats. According to JNS, the removal of such infrastructure is crucial for maintaining border security. Meanwhile, the ceasefire announcement by Trump seeks to de-escalate tensions between Israel and Lebanon. As reported by Axios, this development may assist in broader peace talks with Iran. However, it poses political challenges for Netanyahu, potentially impacting his domestic support. In a related development, the Attorney General's willingness to meet Netanyahu's legal team marks a significant shift. The Jerusalem Post indicates that this could lead towards resolving Netanyahu's ongoing criminal trial. Such discussions may influence Israel's political landscape in the coming months. Finally, the poll on Zohan Mamdani's mayoral performance highlights a disconnect with Jewish voters in New York City. JTA explains that the survey reflects broader concerns over his policies, particularly regarding Israel. This sentiment could affect future political alliances and support within the Jewish community. Turning to business and markets. First, CTEC reports that Elon Musk is set to visit Israel after a tech conference was rescheduled. The event, postponed due to the Iran conflict, is now planned for May 18, focusing on autonomous driving discussions. Separately, Ynet Business reveals Teva's acquisition of Emalex for $900 million. This marks Teva's return to acquisitions after a decade, expanding its portfolio with a Tourette syndrome treatment. And finally, Walla Business highlights Teva's strategic growth with the Emalex deal. The acquisition enhances its pipeline with a groundbreaking treatment for children, aiming to strengthen Teva's market position. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Monday. Our next update is at 4 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.